Nazism is born in silence, Zelensky urges Jews to shout against Russia. By Deborah Brand on March 2, 2022. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Wednesday called on fellow Jews around the world to speak out against the Russian erasure of his country. "I am now addressing all the Jews of the world. Don't you see what is happening? That is why it is very important that millions of Jews around the world not remain silent right now," Zelensky, who is Jewish, said in a Hebrew-language post to his Facebook page. "Nazism is born in silence. So shout about killings of civilians. Shout about the murders of Ukrainians." He addressed a Russian missile attack a day earlier that struck near the Babi Yar memorial site in the heart of Kyiv. "We all were bombed last night in Kyiv, and we all died again at Babi Yar from the missile attack. Even though the world pledges never again," he said. "A place of prayer, a place of remembrance for 100,000 people killed by the Nazis. You are killing the victims of the Holocaust again," he said. He also referred to the brutal bombing of Uman on the first day of the war, where tens of thousands of Jews make pilgrimages every year to the site of Rebbe Nachman, a famed Jewish rabbi. "They know nothing about our capital, about our history. But they have an order to erase our history. Erase our country. Erase us all," he said. "Why was Babi Yar bombed? This is beyond humanity," he said. "What will be next if even Babi Yar is hit? What other military objects, NATO bases are threatening Russia? Saint Sophia's Cathedral, Lavra, Andrew's Church?" he asked, referring to sites in the capital that are considered holy by Ukrainian and Russian Orthodox Christians around the world. Israeli Foreign Minister Yair Lapid condemned the attack on Babi Yar, but stopped short of blaming Russia. The Russian missile attack, which saw the Holocaust site damaged, was apparently targeting a key television tower in Kyiv. 5 people were killed and the state broadcasting stopped, but the tower remained standing.